Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 4:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cryan Van Diesel. I have Anna Deluge in the studio with me from Stars and Stripes. As always, our 4 o'clock Wednesday interview. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling refreshed.
Good to hear. You do sound relaxed. Good to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just...
You don't have to question it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to question it.
That's good. Our question of the day is back. So I got to ask you it. What are your healthy habits? What makes you feel so relaxed today?
Always making sure that I have my water bottle with me, because if I don't, then I don't drink water.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen you without your water bottle.
Yeah, if I don't have it, I feel more parched than I would with, like, if I even had it. When I have it, I don't think about it, and I'm just constantly sipping. But when I don't have it, I'm like, oh man, I'm dehydrated. I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I definitely need to do better with drinking water, because I will do really good the first half of the day. I'll drink like 75% of it and then stop.
Yeah, then you start struggling to finish it. Yeah.
Yeah. The funniest thing I've ever did was like a gallon a day challenge. My buddy's really keeping it to me, like keeping me up on it. And I basically one day I was just so lazy. I drank like very little, like just a tap.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they were like, oh, you didn't drink your water. Like you forfeit the challenge.
I chugged a whole gallon at once.
No, I did not. I realized it was very dangerous after going.
Yeah, you don't do that.
I felt extremely ill. I laid down and I was like, I had never felt more dehydrated
in my life.
I felt so bad. Yeah, I do not recommend that. But yeah, we're going to be talking about a few things today. I know we're going to be talking about traveling Europe and seeing different castles. What other things we'll be talking about today?
Yeah, so after the castles, we're going to be talking about the must thing that you should be visiting while you're here, which is Rome, in my opinion. That's something that shouldn't be skipped. But we're also going to talk about another little city that I feel like almost everyone has heard about, and that is the city of Positano.
And I always love listening to your advice because you are a travel expert. You've been to so many places and have always given me good tips. You're listening to 105.9 AFN's Canela Station serving America's best. And I'm here with Anna from Stars and Stripes. We're going to be getting into some very interesting things like castles throughout Europe. And I know there's tons of them. Can't wait to hear more.
Oh yeah, there's so many castles. And I've gone to one where I didn't even process that it was a castle. It's a castle on this list that I fully went to just because it's an art museum now. And I think that's kind of what's fun. A lot of places in Europe, they've taken these things in and then they've purposed them into not just keeping them as palaces or visits, but they've actually made them into museums. And so the art museum that is actually very popular is the Belvedere Castle in Austria. Beautiful.
I can only imagine. I will say, I think I talked to you about this before. I was never a super big art guy, but then, you know, sometimes you just need to fill up some vacation time when it's an art museum. Absolutely loved it. I can only imagine how much better it would be, like getting to see like the castle view while exploring it.
Oh yeah. And so the Belvedere Castle is in Vienna, and it was one of those days where we had an extra like half of a day, and so got tickets, went in, and what's fun is that ground. So we went in like the dead of winter. Wouldn't really recommend Austria just because it's so cold and like cold and dead.
I was actually thinking about going just to go on a skiing trip though.
See, that is completely different. If you're going to explore and do things, yes. We just kind of stayed in the city and we were there for like 5 days, so we had way more than enough time to like get out. But we did spend like half of a day in the Belvedere Castle, and these grounds are beautiful. So I can only imagine how beautiful it would have been in like the spring or not super dead of winter and like Christmas markets, because I'm pretty sure they do Christmas markets there in the grounds, because the grounds are beautiful.
I have not been to one Christmas market throughout Europe.
On.
I have not liked. I have
oh,
not
that
liked.
You haven't liked. Okay,
don't judge
like,
too soon.
You know, I judge.
I know.
But yeah, so I feel like Vienna's on so many people's lists just because there is a direct from here. But I definitely would recommend, if you're going to Vienna, maybe check out Belvedere Castle. But if you need some other very quick recommendations of where you can go, if you're going to England, obviously you have the famous Windsor Castle, and that's the royal family's, like, everyone loves visiting and going, and you can still visit there. It is the fourth largest in the world. which is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to have the fourth largest.
Yeah, I don't think I did either, which is, that's pretty crazy. And then obviously you're going to have some random castles in Germany and even in other countries, but I think the one that I really love to point out is the castle in Romania, because it's Dracula's castle.
I'm gonna be honest, I was close to the Romanian border and I just thought about popping over just for a quick second to see, like, I was like, no, I'm gonna make it its own trip.
Yeah, me and my spouse, we are actually considering going to Romania in, I think, the end of March, just for like a little fun trip. And when I was looking up things to do, I was like, hey, do you want to go see Dracula's castle? And he's like, yeah, that's cool. And completely aside from this article, we have another article all about castles that you can visit in specifically Romania, or filming locations that were in Romania. And a lot of, obviously, like Dracula, but even like Wednesday and stuff in that realm. So many of those castles were ironically in Romania. And so looking at a tour, there was obviously the Bran Castle, which is Dracula's castle. And then there is actually another castle on this specific tour that was the Wednesday Castle.
I actually did not know Shah in Romania. Is that...
Yeah, it is.
I think the new season's coming out pretty soon, isn't it? Or yeah. Something.
And season 2 came out last year. But I don't know about season 3. I haven't heard anything.
That's what I was talking about, season 3.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't heard anything about that. But yeah, a lot of it is filmed in Romania.
Okay, that's nice to know.
It's a fun fact. Yeah. But yeah, so there's so many castles that you can see. Maybe if you're going to Hungary, maybe you're going to Budapest. Fun fact, Buda and Pest, two different cities, technically. People forget that.
Did not know that.
Yep, they're two different sides of the town. So it's split by the river, and on the Buda side is the Buda Castle. And that was built in the 13th century, and it is a World Heritage Site.
Well, it's also on my bucket list. I need to go on more trips, because I keep saying all these things. I have so many leave days, too, I need to just burn.
Yeah, you know, you got to enjoy Europe.
I know. I'm almost maxed out. I'm like 57. Okay. I need to use leave days.
You need to start going.
Chief is telling me every day, just take leave.
We need to get you out. You know, Stars and Stripes has you hooked up with so many articles that you can be checking out.
Yeah, and we'll definitely be checking more of that, especially a Rome trip when we come back. And we're here with Stars and Stripes to talk about Rome trips. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know anyone that's been more to Rome than the person sitting right across from me right now.
It's honestly a little too much.
I have to agree, because I feel like every other time we talk, you're like, oh, I just went with some friends of Rome. I feel like you're like an unofficial tour guide of Rome.
I feel like I am, which it is, it's kind of fun just because at this point, I know my way enough around Rome, as long as I'm not down like a really, really random alley. But it's one of those things where if once you hit a certain point of comfortability in a place, you're like, oh, this is like another home for me. That's how it feels. And I don't think it should. But I do definitely love running around Rome and like finding new things, because what's crazy is I've been to Rome at least 5 times. I don't know how I keep finding places that I haven't been, or like regions, certain parts of Rome that I haven't been, or even like this. I don't typically consider like the super touristy restaurants as like a must see or do, but I mean they're touristy for a reason, and I will say they are decent. They're not bad.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it the first time I went. I will say I enjoyed it a little less when I went with my family, because my mom, I love her, but she was asking so many questions, and I was like, I went here once a year ago. I do not know the answer.
I've definitely have dealt with somebody like that on a trip where we were just running around, and we were only there for a couple of hours. It was ironically New Year's Eve, and the husband was just like, what is this? What's this landmark? What's this? What's this? And we were like trying to run to get food before restaurants closed, because it was like 1 or 2 a.m. And we were like, my guy, pull up your phone, please. your phone, your maps tells you the landmarks. We don't know everything. And so we ended up spending like 30 minutes just pulling up landmarks. And I was like, okay, my phone's going to die. This isn't the timer place.
And it was so funny. For some of them, my mom was like, saw the wait, because you know there's so many like hotspots. And my mom was like, I have to wait this long just to see this. And I was like, yeah, I told you this ahead of time. And she's like,
you need to be aware.
Yeah, and she's like, she starts crossing them off the list as she saw the lines. Yeah. And I was like, okay. She's like, I got close enough. And it was so funny seeing her just immediately compromise.
She's like, I see it. I'm done. Yeah. I'm good. We can move on. That has been a good portion of my trips when I've gone with friends. So on my first visit, we did it on a 4-day. And I think on a 4-day is, I would say, the perfect amount for you to do the big tourist things. And if you had time to go back to Rome after this 4-day, like you can go back and still see other stuff. Because the way that I planned this 4-day trip, I feel like I was like, wow, I am a tour guide. I'm a planner. I should be being paid for this. So what we had done was we flew out. It wasn't even like the first earliest flight, because you can technically leave Catania at like 6 a.m. We left at like 8, so we landed at like 10, took the train. We were in the city by about 11, so it was lunch. So we actually just got lunch from the train station. We walked a little bit, grabbed lunch, checked into the hotel. And then after that, I just kind of like, okay, so this is where we are. We're going to do this and this. So as long as you know what you want to do, I think you can easily do it. So the first night we just did a guided or a skip the line tour of the Vatican Museum.
Highly recommend skip the line tour.
Yeah.
The difference between me and my buddies that went, I got in within 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. He was waiting in a free line for 6 hours.
Oh, would never do that.
To be fair, it was when the last Pope died. So we showed up on like an accidental special day.
Yeah.
We did not plan for it. It was insane.
Yeah, it was a Friday evening. So ironically, unbeknownst to me, it was one of the last hour of entries. So we even walked in even faster. Like, I think we walked to the tour agency that was going to bring us straight to the entrance, and it was like nothing. We walked right into it, which was beautiful. But I would definitely recommend, if you're going to go to the Vatican and you don't need a guided tour, at least get to skip the entry or skip the line tickets, because you can also pay for the guided audios and like go off of that, unless you really want all the information. But those tours do take a little bit longer of a time, so that's something to consider. And then the next day, start bright and early, go see the Colosseum and do the Palatine, the Forum and all that stuff as a guided tour. And that takes up a good like 4 hours.
Yeah, it'll definitely take up some time. Like, don't think it'll be like a here and done.
Yeah, it is not like an hour. It's not like you see this and this and then you're done. It is, we are walking through things, you are looking, you are learning things, and then you usually end those kind of tours with the Colosseum, because there's not much to see at the Colosseum. It's kind of right there in front of you. Like, you don't need to learn that much information and like history wise about
unless you're a history buff, then you can.
Unless you're a history buff, but for the most part, and I will say, if you are a history buff, you kind of already know what is going on.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
But so the Colosseum for us on our tour, it was like maybe like 20-30 minutes, versus the Forum was probably about like 2.5 hours or 3 hours of us just walking around, being showed around. But that is something that I would totally recommend, doing a tour. And then I think the next day, did the Pantheon and just kind of walked around, saw the normal sights. And for a lot of the stuff, we were kind of just like, it's fine, like, we don't need to go inside of them, just kind of see the facade.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with that. But I will say something you don't want to miss out, and I am scheduled to do next, and what we're talking about is the Amalfi Coast. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Stay tuned to hear that. And we're here to talk about the Amalfi Coast. It's so beautiful. I've seen so many photos, but I haven't been there. I'm saving it to when my brother comes to visit me. And I hear you have tons to talk about, so hopefully I can plan a trip around some stuff.
Honestly, I'm surprised that I haven't tried planning a trip here. This is one of those places that I know everyone loves it, but because I know that it's not, and this is so terrible of me, that it's not like super easy to get to, the desire for me to go is like very small, even though it's so beautiful and expensive.
This is very true. That's why I'm like, hey, I'm not doing this twice. Yeah. I'm waiting till my brother comes here.
I almost went with some girlfriends last year while they were visiting. And when we started pricing it all out, we were like, oh, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe just spend some more time in Sicily. But I feel like almost everyone knows, if not about Positano, about the Amalfi Coast, because it is so popular. And I mean, it's popular for a reason. It's beautiful. And I will say the one thing that I do know about the Amalfi Coast, but also Cinque Terre in northern Italy, you need to be prepared for walking and the steps, because they are cliffside. And you have to also be prepared for not just the prices, but how many people go, just because it's so beautiful. So many people want to make sure that they go and visit. So if you are trying to go, definitely plan ahead. Make your plans, figure out how you're going to get there and how you're actually going to get to your recommendations of travel. But Positano is so beautiful, and the easiest way to get there, other than just driving, because we are so close to Naples, is flying into Naples and then driving out of Naples and taking about like an hour and a half drive to Positano itself. And if you wanted to, I've also even saw that we have a flight from Catania to one of the, I think Capri, one of the islands by the Amalfi Coast, that you can actually just fly straight onto the island and just completely skip portions of it.
That actually sounds like a way better option.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, wait, how expensive is that? Because I kind of want to do it like that. That sounds so much nicer.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It's almost a level of equivalent when you have to land somewhere, then drive a while.
Yeah.
It's almost like a layover. And I just.
Yeah, and that's kind of. Like, that's why I haven't been too adamant about trying to visit, just because I have been in the. Ooh, direct flight. We are taking a direct flight and then taking like the short train from the airport to the city.
Yes, I was just looking at that from a trip to Germany. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Berlin. And I was like, oh, if I go to
Frankfurt.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, there's a direct flight there. No layover. And I was like, the layover I would have, I could just have a train ride and sleep.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it is very opposite sides of the country.
I saw it was only a 4-hour train ride, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just know Berlin is top. Frankfurt is like medium part of the country.
Okay. Yeah. I saw a 4-hour train ride.
All I know is I will say Germany is huge.
Yes.
Just like Italy. Italy is huge. But with Positano, if you are trying to go, our article does say an ideal city for walking. And I think that just kind of says enough about cities in Italy. If you're visiting anywhere in the country of Italy, you are going to be walking.
Yeah, especially in Sicily, a lot of uphill walking.
So many hills. I don't think the most comparable that I've ever been, actually it was worse, was Sardinia. That small little Italian island, hills. Also beautiful, but so many hills. And so I think that if you're going to travel anywhere in Italy, you should, you know, try to go to the Amalfi Coast, go to Sardinia, enjoy the coast, enjoy walking and just stumbling around, trying new things. There are so many famous things in Italy itself. There's a reason why so many people travel just specifically to Italy, and they spend like 2 weeks at a time. While you're here, definitely do that.
Yeah, I definitely saw that their seafood wasn't bad too, being on the coast. But I think like us being Catania, we already get great seafood as it is.
Well, and with that, I always try to find other culinary things, just because seafood is seafood, and like you can only do so much with it. Obviously, like they have specific, you know, styles of how they cook it.
Don't let some people hear that, because they will.
I'm sorry, I'm not a big fish lover, that's why. But I will say, I think one of my favorite things is trying the different like dishes of either just cities or regions. And that's kind of one of the fun things that I was doing research for when I was doing the Best of Italy campaign surveys. Just looking at all the different regions of Northern Italy and South, and how obviously we have our, you know, arancinis and the cipollinas, but we also have granita, which is specifically to Sicily, which I think also people forget that, yes, there is gelato, but while you are here, living here, enjoy your granita, because
I still need to do it.
See, this is where my judgment comes.
I know. I just...
At least you've had the arancini.
Yes,
I have. I was like, right?
Yes.
But if you are going to Positano, we do have a fun recommendation from this article itself, where they do say try the seafood pasta, but they also have a Parmesan risotto. And they're also, if you have been living under a rock, the Amalfi Coast is known for their like lemons. And so they do recommend trying a lemon sorbet while you're there. So enjoy the culinary experience of being on the Amalfi Coast.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. When we come back, we'll be closing out our interview with Stars and Stripes. It's definitely been a blast, but don't stop. We got more And I'm here with Anna from Stars and Stripes to wrap up our normal evening interview. How'd you enjoy yourself this time?
You know, it's always a blast. It's always a fun time with just talking about anything that we have to offer. Because everything that we have to offer is free. And it's a great resource, especially for you, because you love learning about all the traveling things that I have to tell you.
It's great. I always check them out when given the opportunity.
See, and so what are we leaving today with the knowledge of?
Well, Amalfi Coast, castles throughout Europe, and I'm going to be honest, castles is definitely what's going to excite me.
Oh, yeah, and I even have, which I don't put this out a lot, but I do have this map of castles that you can visit, and I think they're like filming locations.
Oh.
So it's like super fun stuff, but anything that is fun that you can even think of with itineraries, figuring out where you want to travel and do anything like that, we have that all for free on our community website, Stripes Europe, or I think if you type europestripes.com or stripeseurope.com, it pops up and it leads you straight to our community website, and there's so much fun information, and we're working on getting some more Sicilian content for you guys.
Sounds wonderful. And actually, if you want to make your own Sicilian content, I'll turn it back over to you because you always love plugging this.
I love plugging this because I'm one of the volunteer writers. But if you want to write, if you love writing, you are always more than welcome to volunteer with Stars and Stripes from the comfort of your own home, from the couch, from your bed, wherever you like to type and write stories. If you have content that you want to share, just shoot us an email to contentteam@stripes.com, and maybe we'll get you published on our website and maybe even one of our magazines that we have.
I know people always have some strong opinions, so you can definitely voice them and they can definitely be seen. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Just share your information.
As always, it's great for you coming out. Thanks for coming out.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned, because up next, your news and sports, followed by some more of the Afternoon Alibi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sicanella, station serving America's best.